This is the Daily Wrap with Michael Kastner. More engaging, less enraging.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. What was your favorite ad during the Super Bowl last night? Was it, maybe the Jimmy Cliff VW song? You know, that was previewed quite a bit. As a matter of fact, we even talked with the folks from VW about that ad. Did that help or hurt? Joining us right now is Charles Taylor, professor of marketing at Villanova School of Business and editor of the International Journal of Advertising. How did the ads do that were previewed?
I think it's fair to say that a lot of the standouts are those that perform the best in terms of likability and creating buzz during the Super Bowl were those that either weren't previewed at all or else only a little bit of the ad was leaked out close to the ad. And I think if you look at M&M's, for example, Oreo, Chrysler's two ads for Dodge and Jeep, the Budweiser Clydesdale ad, which is a real winner, and the Tide ad, these were among a very limited number that either weren't previewed at all or were previewed, like the Clydesdale ad, only the day prior.
Yeah. And that one, too, was just so overwhelming. Everybody watching it, you know, just getting all choked up. All right. So the toppers on the winners list going from bottom to top, Chrysler, M&M, Tide, Oreo, Taco Bell, which was so beautiful with the old folks, and then the Clydesdales. I mean, those were awesome. And you'll remember a bunch of those.
Yeah. Well, something I would say about Taco Bell, at Villanova, I do some focus groups with my students before the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the ads scoring the best, you know, we couldn't preview, but Taco Bell was the one that was their clear winner going in. And I was impressed by that because clearly, even though they featured elderly consumers in the ad, it was done in such a fun-loving way that it resonated with younger and older people alike. But it's a real trick to get, you know, to get younger viewers to like an ad. And I know Taco Bell's goal in that ad was to expand the target market beyond just traditional fast food consumers. And I think that ad did a great job of that.
We're talking with professor of marketing at Villanova, Charles Taylor, talking about the winners and the losers in the Super Bowl ads last night. Let's talk about some of the losers. That GoDaddy ad with Bar Raffaele, who is kissing the nerdy kid. Everybody at my Super Bowl party is like, oh! Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I think this will go down as one of the worst Super Bowl ads in history. I don't know if the concept is bad, but they showed such a close up, and you know, I would say it's hard to screw up an ad with Bar Raffaele, but GoDaddy managed to do that. One thing I will say that's unfortunate is I have to credit GoDaddy the other ad for GoDaddy.co. was actually a real departure for them and an information-based ad that, you know, kind of made it clear that .co is another company they have a relationship with, and it was informative and it was a good informational ad, but I'm afraid that might get lost a little bit in the negative reaction to the GoDaddy ad. The Twitter buzz on it, it's one of the most tweeted ads, but it's, like you're saying, in a very negative way, and people are using words like gross.
Charles Taylor, professor of marketing at Villanova School of Business and editor of the International Journal of Advertising. I'm still back on the fact that people are going yuck to Bar Raffaele. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure, Michael. Anytime.